Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
If you're watching or listening to this episode, you may be wondering what in the world to do if you have been sued by a creditor, okay? A lot of times, look, this could be potentially scary to you or new to you when you have a police officer knocking on your door and it's to serve you court papers to go to court over something you didn't pay back a bank or whatever type of company it is, okay? So a lot of people freak out and they're wondering what could they do, what to do, what not to do when it comes to getting sued by a creditor that you owe. And hopefully in this episode, this is going to make you feel a little bit more, you know, comfortable or maybe less scared or maybe more straightforward and, you know, kind of accept what's going on here. Okay. So a lot of people, when it comes to credit cards, you know, people go out and max out these credit cards and they never make the first payment and, you know, the company charges it off and then they end up garnishing someone's wages in court or whatever the case is, or making them pay it back, you know, and putting a judgment against them. Look, it's a scary situation, right? So what happens is a lot of times when you first receive that first notice by a deputy that knocks on your door for unpaid debt, you know, it's the creditor trying to let you know, hey, we're processing a lawsuit against you. You know, like, this is insane. We haven't received any payment. We're just going to sue you for it. Okay. It's a very scary situation, guys. So I definitely get it for people freaking out and asking questions. However, it's not as complicated as you may be thinking. Okay. So, you know, that's the first thing that people kind of feel or, you know, kind of go through is being not really frustrated, but I guess more frightening of the situation. And here's the thing. Not every unpaid debt, you know, is going to make you get sued for it. Okay. There's just a lot of times if it's something big, like a $5,000 credit card or a loan that you apply for, you never paid it. You just kind of scammed the bank out of what you need to pay back. You know, you just didn't, you pretty much just scammed them, you know, versus you making some payments. And then the very last few payments, you came across some hardships and, you know, the bank just charged it off and went on about their life. 95% of most of the charge-offs that's out there, most of the collection accounts that's out there, no one gotten sued for it. They're just things that the bank have just written off and they kind of move their hands and maybe they hire a debt collection company to attempt to report it and attempt to collect it. But other than that, they're not suing you for it because they just, you know, it's no big deal. They don't care about it. Now, bigger stuff, you know, companies, especially businesses, go out and get tens of thousands of dollars of credit card credit limits and they max it out and don't pay it back and they pretty much scam the bank. Yeah, that's a different story. Or a consumer who gotten a car loan and never paid it back and, you know, the bank haven't received the collateral or anything like that. Yeah, they're going to sue you for that because you pretty much just scammed them. Okay, so this is what happens, right? They're going to sue you for it. The first thing that they send you is a notice. You know, I'm not a lawyer or anything. I'm just kind of advising how the process go. It's a notice letting you know you're being sued. Now, usually that first thing that you receive or the first summons or the first letter that you receive from a deputy or officer is pretty much something that's trying to get you to respond to it. You know, it's something you need to respond to. However, if you are scared of any type of legal stuff, I advise you to consult with a lawyer, but my best thing to put it, or my best way to put it, is you got two options. Number one, you know, go to court or don't go to court. Whatever the case is, you're going to get a judgment against you either way, because look, it's not like you're going to go to court and fight a bank that's worth billions and trillions of dollars that probably have more lawyers for their company than houses in your neighborhood. So you're not about to go to court and prove that this debt isn't yours. It's not going to work like that. They have a contract probably this thick that's going to prove that this is you. It's not like you're about to go to court and, you know, fight Capital One in court and say, oh, I didn't apply for this Capital One credit card. This isn't mine. I shouldn't be sued for this. You know, it's not going to work. Capital One has all of their ducks in a row, which is why they even filed the lawsuit to begin with, because they're paying for this, right? So that's the thing. So number one, you need to decide if you want a judgment against you and decide if you're going to go to court or not go to court. Okay. Either way, whichever option you pick, you're going to lose. Regardless if you go or not, you're going to lose and a judgment goes against you. So that's number one, accept the judgment. Number two, if you don't want that against you and you don't want your wages to get garnished in court whenever this judgment goes out against you, or you don't want, you know, a monthly bill, you know, number two is to contact the creditor instantly. As soon as you get that officer knocking on your door and they're like, you know, here's your papers, you've been served. As soon as you get those papers, you need to start working with that bank. Like, hey, look, I just got these papers, guys. I'm not trying to get sued. I'm not trying to get my wages garnished. What can we do to pay this off ASAP and go that way? If you cannot come up with a payment plan, or if they're not willing to work with you, I mean, the only thing is you're just going to be sued. Your wages are going to be garnished and you have a judgment against you, because this is how the bank look at it. Wow, you've had 6 months, 8 months, a year. You know, some creditors may not sue you until 2 years later, whatever the case is. You had all of this time to reach out to me and work out something. We sent you multiple notifications letting you know you're late. You haven't, you know, made a payment. We haven't received the payment. You've done nothing until you receive your papers that you've been served, and now you're scared, you're panicking. Now you want to work out something with me. So this is how the bank is thinking. So kind of put yourself in their shoes first. Okay. So look, it's a 50-50 chance that they're going to be like, okay, we'll kill this lawsuit. Just work out something with us, pay this off or work out something. And then this judgment won't be, you know, against you, and your wages won't be garnished. Because either way, by the time you've gotten sued, this late payment information or charge off information has already been reporting to your credit. So it's nothing you need to worry about credit, because the damage is already done. It's coming for your personal assets, as far as, you know, your money, your paychecks, your, you know, things like that. Your wages are going to be garnished until this debt is paid. So that's the first thing you need to do, is reach out to the creditor, see if they can work out something. If not, you know, the only other option is to get this thing paid by a garnishment, or, you know, a judgment, whatever the case is. So that's pretty much your only options when it comes to what to do when a company sues you for an unpaid debt. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled STIRGUS, creditrepair.com.